Hello, and welcome to Into His Marvelous Light, the podcast where we focus on how to grow closer to God through examination of Scripture and application of His Word. I'm your host, Darnice Tolton. Hello, and welcome back for a new episode. Thank you for listening in today. I just want to start off by thanking all of the listeners. There have been listens across the U.S., and I am thankful. Continue to just listen to the episodes, hear what God's saying, share it with people, family members, friends. We all can grow and learn from the Word of God. So just continue to listen and share. And I pray that you all continue to be blessed by God's Word. So as we dive into this episode, I want to start off by reading of the scripture. And we're going to be reading Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." So today we'll be discussing a very important topic, something that I believe all Christians have experienced or will go through at some point or another in their walk with God, and that is being touched but not transformed. And that is the title of this episode, Touched But Not Transformed. So as a Christian, for us to be able to walk into His marvelous light, there must be a transformation that takes place. And this transformation should be evident in our lives, and it should be shown in everything that we do. And we must conform our thoughts, our actions, all of our ways. They all must be in alignment with God's word. And we want to be careful that we're not just touched and moved by God's word, but never allow it to transform us. And that is a dangerous place to be in. Transformation is not negotiable with God. This is a boundary that God has created, and He has called us all to be transformed. And this process comes by renewing our minds. Being touched and being transformed are not one and the same. We can be touched and there be no action that follows, but we can't be transformed without action. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, touched means to be emotionally stirred. It means to be impacted, moved, affected, gripped, impressed upon, and inspired. And there are things in our lives that occur that touch us. It moves us. It grips us. It brings us to a place where we become emotionally stirred. It could be when we receive a card from someone and we're touched by the kind words that they spoke, or maybe it's just words of appreciation that someone shared with us. It could be a sermon that we heard and it touches us. It causes us to think a little deeper, dig a little further, and push a little harder. It moves us. It stirs up our emotions. It brings tears to our eyes, and we begin to receive the word that was spoken. It's in those moments we begin to think of all the things that we need to change in our lives. We begin to do a self-assessment and find ways as to how we can weed out all of the negative. Our mindset begins to shift and change for the better. We're touched. And when we're touched, we feel stronger. We have a new sense of hope. We see light at the end of the tunnel. But it's not enough to just be touched. Now, if we look at transformation and being transformed, Merriam-Webster's dictionary says that it is to change in character or condition. So there's a change that takes place in our character. Now, unfortunately, transformation is not always for the good. People can be transformed to things that are not of God and the truth, but also towards things that are of evil and wickedness. And when we're just touched and do not allow God's word to transform us, we are walking in the direction of the enemy. We cannot just simply be touched and expect things to change in our lives or for things to turn around if there is no application. And with transformation, there must be application. It's not enough to just be touched in a service and then leave and you resort back to your bad habits. It's not enough to just cry out to God and promise God that you'll make changes, but you'll never do them. It's not enough to just attend a service on Sunday or midweek Bible study, but never get into the presence of God at home. It's not enough to just give God some of you, but not all of you. It's not enough to just hear the word, but never do the things that he instructs you to do. It's not enough to just be emotionally stirred, but not be transformed. It's not enough to just have the divine personal encounter with God, but when it's over, you act as if it never took place. It's not enough to just be touched, but allow yourself to be transformed to align with the word of God. That is the only good form of transformation. And so when looking at scripture, we can see how it is possible that one can be touched, but not be transformed. And when preparing and studying for this episode, I couldn't help but to think about Pharaoh. And Pharaoh, he was a king and he had power in Egypt. And the people of Israel were oppressed by the Egyptians and were worked ruthlessly day in and day out. And this led the Israelites to feel a sense of hopelessness. And God then raised up Moses while also using the help of Aaron with leading the Israelites out of Egypt. And this was not an easy task by any means because Pharaoh had a hardened heart. Pharaoh was a man with great pride, one who wanted all of the power and wanted everything to be about him. He wanted to be in control. Now, at this time, it was very common to worship the gods of many different things. It was common for people to worship the created thing, but not the creator of that thing. So God sent 10 plagues and in Egypt so that the people of Israel would be set free and to also show that he was the one true God. That he was the one that was more powerful and mightier than any other god that they had worshipped. So to prove his power, God hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And in this process of the 10 plagues being sent, we can see how Pharaoh showed moments where he was touched, but he was not transformed. So before each plague was sent, God sent his request to Pharaoh and gave him a choice. And God said, "Let my people go. Or if not, I'm going to send a plague." And so the outcome was based upon the choice that Pharaoh would make. And in the first plague, God turned the Nile River into blood. But Pharaoh's heart was hard and he was not yet even at the point of being touched. And because of that, he refused to let the people go. Exodus chapter 7, verses 22 to 23 says, "Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh turned and went into his house with no concern even for this." Pharaoh wasn't even bothered by the plague that God had sent. He went into his house unbothered, untouched, and not transformed. Then God sent a second plague where frogs would cover the land of Egypt. Then a third plague where all the dust of the land would become gnats. It was also during these plagues where Pharaoh was unaffected and was unbothered with what was happening around him. He was unfazed by the drastic change in environment that he was in the midst of. He was untouched. It was not until the fourth plague in which swarms of flies were sent against Pharaoh and filled the land of Egypt where Pharaoh showed a glimpse of hope. It seemed as if his heart was beginning to soften and he finally agreed to let the people go so that they can worship God. But this was not long lasting because as soon as the flies were removed from the land, his heart was hardened again and he refused to let the people go. See, there's times in our lives where we're in the midst of plagues, and it's in those moments where we cry out to God and pour out our hearts to him. We have moments where our hearts are softened and we begin to respond and follow the voice of God, but it's our continuous response that determines the outcome of our situation. Will we just momentarily respond to God or only respond when it's convenient for us? Will we just tell God what we think he wants to hear just to please him? But then resort back to our old ways, our old lifestyle, our old habits. It's not enough to just be touched. And still with a hardened heart, Pharaoh did not agree to let the people go. So God sent the fifth plague, which was the death of livestock. And then the sixth plague, where boils covered the people and animals all throughout Egypt. And even after all this has taken place, Pharaoh's heart was still hard, and he refused to humble himself and let the people of Israel go. He was untouched. In plague 7 and 8, where there was severe hail that rained down in Egypt and locusts covered the surface of the land and would eat up everything that remained in which the hail did not destroy. Even still, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. God gave him an opportunity to respond prior to each plague being sent. And in our lives, we know that God, he speaks to us and he's seeking for the right response. But the question is, will our response be one that pleases him? Will we just be touched but continue to live with the hardened heart and do not allow ourselves to be transformed? And then it was on the 9th plague. There was a thick darkness that covered the land for 3 days. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 10, verse 21, that it was a darkness that could be felt. So dark that one person could not see another. It was in this moment again where Pharaoh was touched, because he commanded Moses in verse 24 of chapter 10 to go worship the Lord. Even your families may go with you, but your flocks and your herds must stay behind. Moses did not settle, and he responded by saying that the livestock must go with us because we will be preparing sacrifices and burnt offerings to the Lord. And the heart of Pharaoh was hardened once again, and he was unwilling to let them go, in which he demanded Moses to leave his presence. And then we get to the 10th plague and the final plague. And this was where there was death of every firstborn male within the land of Egypt. From the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sits on the throne, down to the firstborn of the livestock. And as a result of this plague, God warned Pharaoh that there would be a great cry of anguish throughout the land of Egypt. And even with Pharaoh knowing what was to come, he still refused to be transformed and allow God's word to change him. He was simply content and comfortable with just being touched, but never reaching and getting to the place of transformation. After the death of the firstborn took place, we see Pharaoh's response in Exodus chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. And it says, "Then he called for Moses and Aaron at night and said, 'Rise up, get out from among my people, both you and the sons of Israel, and go worship the Lord as you have said. Take both your flocks and your herds as you have said, and go and bless me also.'" It was not until the 10th plague where Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to be set free. How many times does it take for God to speak to us about the same thing repeatedly, but we just become touched and never transformed? Even after deciding to let the people go, Pharaoh's heart became hardened again, and he later chases after them in his chariots and horsemen as they were crossing the Red Sea. And as a result, all of the Egyptians who were in pursuit of the Israelites died. Not even one survived. So throughout the plagues and the responses from Pharaoh, there are times where we can see glimpses of hope. God would speak to him and he would agree to do as God asked, but then he quickly changed his mind and went back to his old ways. There was evidence that Pharaoh was being touched but not transformed, because there was no application that was applied. He never followed through with meeting the request from God. How many times do we do this in our own walk with God, where God speaks to us? He's asking something of us, but we act as if we never heard him. Our hearts become hardened and we begin to deem the voice of God as unimportant, or we promise God that we'd do something, but we never do it. Pharaoh's decision to not take action caused him to just be touched. But because his character and condition never changed, he was not transformed, which ultimately led to his death. So in that case with Pharaoh, we can see how it's possible for one to be touched but never reach that place of transformation, where Pharaoh was just emotionally stirred and he never had a change in his character or condition. And so we do also see in Scripture that one can be touched and transformed by God through application. And we can see that in a woman who had an issue with blood, and she bled for 12 years. And this story is told in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But for context, In this story, Jesus, he was on his way to restore the life of a 12-year-old girl. She was nearing death. She was at the point of death. And Jesus, he was on a mission and he was headed to her so that he could perform this miracle healing. And now as he was on his way to this girl, there was a woman who did everything that she could to come in contact with Jesus. And she just needed to touch him. And this is where the story picks up, and we'll be in Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. And it says, "And he went off with him, and a large crowd was following him, pressing in on him. A woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years and had endured much at the hands of the physicians and had spent all she had and was not helped at all, but rather had grown worse. After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak. For she thought, if I just touch his garments, I will get well. Immediately the flow of blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. Immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, 'Who touched my garments?' And his disciples said to him, 'You see the crowd pressing in on you and you say, who touched me?' And he looked around to see the woman who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, aware of what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction.'" Now here we have this woman who sought the world to provide what she needed. She's seen many physicians, and the Bible says that she spent all of her money, everything that she had, but she came up empty. In fact, her condition had grown worse, and she had no answers, and she couldn't find any resolve to her issues. See, how many times do we seek the world to provide us answers? We put in all sorts of time, money, efforts, and we still come up short. Not only do we come up short, but we become worse. We become in a worse state than we were prior to looking for help. So by this point, we know that this woman knew that it was only Jesus that could save her. It was only Jesus that could change her life. It was only Jesus that could turn her situation around. And the difference between Pharaoh and the woman was their response. See, the woman's actions said, if I could just touch the end of his garment, I can be changed. I can be transformed. So she sought after Jesus because she knew that he was her only hope. She did not allow herself to just be content with being in the vicinity of Jesus, but she made it a priority to get into his presence and to touch him. She knew that transformation would take place after coming in contact with him. And she dug deep and she pressed through the crowd to get close to him. And just like in our walk with God, it takes work. We will have to press through some things, push through some situations, navigate our way through the ways of the world. But if we could just continue to push and seek after God, we will come in contact with him and transformation will begin to take place in our lives. And immediately after the woman touched his garment, she was healed. See, she wasn't just emotionally stirred and remained in that state of being touched, but she was transformed because there was a change in her condition and in her character. Allow the presence of God to transform you. And transformation, it's not something that we can ever complete. Transformation is an ongoing process. As we walk with God, it's something that we just have to continue to strive for, to be transformed. We can never be at a place where we know everything about God. We can never be at a place where we cannot grow any more in him. We can never be at a place where we cannot apply any more of his word into our lives. Don't allow yourself to just be touched, but be transformed. And as this episode comes to an end, I want to close in prayer. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. God, I thank you for every listener, God. I thank you, Lord, for the power of your word. God, I thank you, God, that through your word, we can be transformed. Our lives can change. God, I pray, oh Lord Jesus, over every person listening to this episode, God. I pray, God, that they would not just be touched by your word, but that through application of your word, they would be transformed. God, let them not just be comfortable being at a state of being emotionally stirred, God, where they may cry a few tears, God, and then continue on with their day, God. But I pray, Lord, that there would be a change in their character and their condition, that transformation would take place. Oh God, I pray, God, that you would speak to them and move through them and help them, God, in their walk with you, no matter what phase they would be in their walk. God, if they are seasoned and have been in this for many years, or maybe this is new for them and they're just several months in, God, or maybe they're just seeking you for the first time, but God, I pray, God, that their lives would be transformed. Help them, Lord God, to follow and live by your word and to continuously seek after you and chase after you, Lord God. Oh God, let us not have hardened hearts and be like Pharaoh. Oh God, but let us, Lord, apply your word that there would be change and transformation in our lives. Let it be evident in the things that we do, the way that we live our lifestyles, God, the way that we speak, the way that we carry ourselves, oh Lord. Oh God, I pray transformation over all of your people. God, we know that when we apply your word, transformation has to come, God, because then that would mean that your word is not impacting us in any way. That would mean that your word is not powerful, God, and we know that that is not true. God, your word is powerful. It is truth, oh Lord God, and I pray that as people would listen to and hear the truth of your word, God, that it would push them, God, it would encourage them to apply it, and that there would be transformation. Oh God, meet every person where they would be at in every situation that they would deal with. God, even if it's a situation that they're unsure how they'll get through, God, let them apply your word, God, because you promised, God, that you would be with us. You would never leave us nor forsake us, God, and be with them and help them, God, in their walk. God, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you all for listening in. I pray you were all touched and hearing this episode as the word of God went out. Stay tuned for the next episode. I thank you all. I love you, and God bless.